Hello and welcome to today's episode of Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. Today, I want to remind you that you don't need to go all in all the time. Just like the saying goes, go big or go home, I want to take an opposite approach to that, especially when it comes to changing your financial life. You don't need to figure out everything all at once. We'll talk about making small bets and how that can gain momentum for you towards real and powerful change in your life. Today's episode can apply beyond personal finances, but I'm going to take it from that lens since this is a money podcast. But I hope you will be able to see how some of the points can apply outside of just money. The money talking points for today's episode are: what small bets can I take today to improve my financial situation? And two, how can I break down my big and overwhelming goal into smaller bets? Keep those money talking points in mind, especially the number two one, as we get right into today's episode. You know, we don't talk about money enough. It's a topic that gets ignored for some reason, even though it plays a role in everyone's day-to-day life. Well, this issue is what brought Money Talk with Skylar Fleming to reality. I know you're probably busy and don't have the time to research and learn about all things that go into personal finance, but that's where this podcast, Money Talk with Skylar Fleming, comes into play. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming, and I'm here to do the research and learn all the extra stuff about personal finance for you. The goal is to simply get us talking about money. So let's get talking. Alrighty, so to begin today, I want to start by defining this, and that small bets help you break down big goals, those big overwhelming things that you want to do in your life. Looking at them in small little bets is a great way to break those down. Because big goals, guess what, they can be scary. They can be terrifying at times. Becoming a millionaire seems very daunting, but contributing the amount to get your company match in your company's 401k at work is a whole lot easier, and that's how you become a millionaire. Small goals like that lead to small wins, and those small wins help you build momentum. When you realize that you can live on 5% less of your income, and that allows you to save into your 401k, then you're going to start to realize that there's other ways you can save, and there's other things you can do to continue to increase your savings rate. Because that small win of getting that company match, and then 3 years later after you start investing in that 401k, you now see that that money has increased in value, and you're like, wow, look at it go. Let's keep going. And that momentum helps you build and build. And then before you know it, you're becoming a millionaire in your 401k and in your IRAs and all those other investing accounts because you started with a small, simple step. And that's why so many people often, they're like, if you have a 401k at work, the one thing you have to do is make sure you're contributing enough to get your employer match, because that's free money. It's part of your compensation package. You want to make sure you're taking advantage of that. But also, it'll start to help you shift your mindset towards saving for the future and investing, because you're going to get to start to see how investing can lead your money towards increasing more rapidly and compound interest starts working in your favor. But then you also see the boost of that employer match and it starting to grow more and more. So those small wins and just taking a look at from this money perspective of starting to contribute to your 401k can help build that momentum needed to become a millionaire or become financially independent. But what kind of impact can this small goal have on your life as a whole, or as on other aspects of your financial life? Let's talk about that next. So small bets, they make it a lot easier to do things. They're less intimidating. There's less of a large mental block behind it because it's something small. And big goals, they will actually get accomplished with small bets. That ginormous goal, like the previous example of becoming a millionaire. Let's look at a new example. Let me think of one real quick. Let's say that you want to have a very robust rental real estate portfolio where you're living off of just that and you're able to be financially independent and you really enjoy taking care of your properties. So that is your career and financial independence goal, is to have a good, nice, large rental property portfolio. So let's break that down into some small bets. How do you accomplish this massive goal of being independent and living off of your rental income? So how do you actually break that down? Well, first you got to research like how to actually do it. Like how do you build a rental portfolio? How do you actually buy your first place? Because you're not going to have that in-depth and large rental portfolio without getting one place at the very beginning. So you shouldn't be looking at that big grand picture, although that can be a great motivation and a motivating tool for you, but you should be looking at the small thing that has to happen before you can even get there, because you're not going to wake up one day and then 3 months later you suddenly have that big portfolio. It's going to take time. So yeah, that's the main thing I think to realize when big goals are like stumping you, is that there's a lot of time involved. And I'm having to tell myself this over and over again with this podcast growing or separate other side hustles that I want to try doing, is that it's all about giving it some time and continuing to learn and grow your skills. But if you want to reach that rental portfolio, you got to make sure you start with something that's actually feasible, which is getting your first rental property. And then you got to look into, what does that consist of? Well, do you need a certain percentage down since you may not be living in it? Are you going to be living in it and have like a duplex situation? Are you going to rent out a basement of a house because you live near a college and there's going to be college students that would be willing to rent it out? Are you going to get a duplex or like a quadplex or something like that and live in one of the units yourself and then rent out the other two or three? Is that going to be what you're going to do? Because that might adjust how much money you have to put down or how much money you need in order to finance something like this. How are you going to finance it? I don't mean to overwhelm you with all the different little pieces that I can throw at you, but it's an important step when reaching that bigger goal, is take it and break it down into those little steps. And those little steps will seem overwhelming, but just choose one of them and get it done and start on that, or learn a little bit about that. Like if there's a bunch of things you need to learn in order before you can actually start doing the process, break down those things you need to learn and just tackle them one by one. Because then when you're going and going and you get a few done, you're like, heck yeah, look at me learning. I'm checking things off, and you can use that momentum. It's kind of like, I think you can hear a little bit of excitement in my voice just talking about that momentum. But it's like the debt snowball that Dave Ramsey talks about so much, is that when you get that momentum going on your debt payoff journey, then you just start paying it off faster and faster and faster and faster until it's all gone. But how do you use and implement this into your financial life with other aspects? Let's talk about that next. Most of the time, the big things in our life are done with small bets anyways. You maybe just don't realize it. Most of the things that we accomplish in our life are done by taking small steps. Getting that amazing job that you wanted was small steps of going to college or doing some online course. And some things are just easier to look at in that perspective than others, especially when it comes to our finances, because I think there's more time that's required in our finances than some other aspects. And it is so easy to go online and see people succeeding with their finances. And that makes it really hard when we're maybe not in the best place or not in the place we want to be, or those people that we're comparing ourselves to are in the financial place that we want to be. So being online can make it really hard, especially along your financial journey, to look at it in a small bets here and now kind of way. So let's start out with that approach with a couple things. Let's take a tall task when it comes to our money. So let's look at credit card debt this time. Let's look at the overall picture. So let's say you have $10,000 in credit card debt or more. Now, that's daunting, but look at the individual balances. You have 7 different credit cards, or for the sake of doing live public math, let's say you have 10 credit cards, all at a $1,000 balance. That's a lot easier to stomach, I think, because if you look at the whole picture of $10,000, you're like, wow, that's a lot of money. I don't make that much money. Like, I can't just give up $10,000. But when you look at each one individually and you just take one at a time, you're like, wow, there's $1,000 here. I make a good enough money to be able to afford paying off that $1,000 pretty quickly. So then now that you've looked at the individual accounts, look at their size and start to make a plan around that one item. So let's say you get paid $2,000 a month after taxes and everything. That's how much money you bring home. And you're like, wow, can I afford to live off only $1,000? Well, no, that's not realistic for me. And that's fine. I don't want you to deprive yourself or to starve yourself in order to try to pay off credit card debt. Like, you still have to live, but be willing to push yourself and challenge yourself on stuff you do or don't need, on those want type purchases. And that's how you get the momentum rolling. Whether it's the debt snowball or the debt avalanche, both build up a really big like storm going towards paying off your credit card debt. Because if you're able to start out with only $500 a month out of all your income towards that first credit card, suddenly after 2 months, that first one's paid off and now you're like, oh, that wasn't that bad. I don't really miss that $1,000 now, and that one's paid off. So now you're like, well, let's up it to $750. And now after just a few more months, more credit cards are paid off and that momentum gets rolling and rolling. So let's talk about saving for retirement again. Let's look at this. It's a little trickier of an example, but like we kind of already outlined it, let's go over it. So saving for retirement, let's break it down into like what's concerning and the smaller bets that you need to make. So what's concerning about saving for retirement? Well, it's super far away. I know for me and my wife, we're still in our 20s, and retirement can seem like a really far off thing. And for some people, maybe you're in your 50s or 60s and it's very close, or you've already passed it. So retirement can be a little bit of a tricky one because there's a lot of different factors that go into it for each and every one of us. And a lot more money is needed. It's not like saving up to buy a new bike or saving up to buy a treadmill or a computer. Those kind of things are honestly small in comparison to retirement. And where do you invest your money? If you are just barely getting into starting to save for your retirement, you're like, wow, I just graduated college. I'm 22, 25 years old. And there's this talk about saving for retirement, but what does that mean? What is saving for retirement? I put money away. I save money, but I have to invest it. Like, I hope you can see how daunting this might be. Where do you invest the money? There's so many different types of account. Do I use an IRA? Is it called an IRA? What's this 401,000 thing? What's this HSA thing? What's all, like, there's so many different account names and FSA. Like, I can throw all sorts of different weird acronyms at you because in America, we don't make sense with our tax, like our retirement account naming structure. It really should just be a pre-tax retirement account and a after-tax retirement account. Just keep it simple. But no, we have to use terms like Roth and IRA and all that sort of stuff. But that's a different podcast episode. So there's so many different accounts. Why are there so many decisions? Well, that's what's frustrating. But that's the part where you need to break it into the small bets. So let's look at some small bet options. So you're confused about starting to save for a retirement account. One of the small bets is just look up what Roth and traditional means and then understand that and check it off. Boom. Win. Small bet. Look up what an IRA is. It's an individual retirement account. It's a retirement account that isn't associated with your employer. There you go. I just helped you with that small bet. Consider it a win. You just accomplished something towards saving for retirement. What is a 401k and why are they important? I think I have a previous podcast episode on this, but there's tons of YouTube videos out there, and I'll give you the quick rundown. It's an employer-sponsored retirement plan that allows your employer to contribute money to your retirement as well. And they're important because you can contribute more than an IRA to it, and your employer can also contribute and help your savings grow for retirement, and you can also invest the money. So what are some simple ways to invest? There's so many different ways to invest. Do I pick stocks? What are bonds? What are those? Index funds. Stick to index funds. Keep it simple. Index funds all the way. Like all the way, 100% index funds. Like you have to use index funds. They are just the simplest way to not get caught up in stock picking, to not get caught up in fees. Keep your fees low. Look for things that say like total stock market fund or S&P 500 fund. Make sure the fee is as low as possible. Like if you're looking at your 401k and you have an option of funds to select from where you're going to put it in, make sure you just select the one with the lowest fee. Whether it's a total stock market or an S&P 500 one, those are likely going to be what has the lowest fee. Just select those. And then, now that you actually have money invested and it's not just sitting there not doing anything, then you can begin to look up and maybe understand a little bit more to develop a real investing strategy, but just get your money into a low fee index fund, like VTSAX or VOO. There's differences with index funds between a mutual fund and an ETF, which I'm not going to get into, but I hope that I didn't want to present that question because I think it's another obstacle because saving for retirement for some reason is so darn difficult. And there's so many different little things all about it. And keeping it simple is how you have to do it. So just to end my rant here, keep it simple, break down all the little things, invest in index funds and keep it simple. You can break down a lot of large overwhelming tasks into some smaller steps that are way easier to accomplish. And then you're going to build momentum and keep you going and get going faster and faster with more and more momentum. So let's talk about some questions that I have about this episode next. All right, the first question, the first money talking point. What is a small bet that I can take today to improve my financial situation? Well, I think this is a great decision to have somebody with somebody. So I want you to take this episode and please share it with a friend or a family member and then discuss that question afterwards. What is a small bet that I can take today to improve my financial situation? And if you don't know, identify the large goal and then break it down from there. A small bet that my wife and I are taking right now with our finances is working on credit card sign-up bonuses to save towards our trip to Hawaii in a few years when she graduates PA school. That small bonus to help us save towards that or small goal and small bet is by making sure to keep an eye out for good sign-up bonuses, making sure our credit cards are optimized well so that we can save credit card points to help save money on our trip to Hawaii. The second money talking point to discuss real quick is how can I break down my big and overwhelming goals into smaller bets? Well, when we break down our investing goals into smaller bets with our individual accounts, we can set small bets and goals with the amounts we want to save, and then once we're confident in our ability to save that amount, we can just continue increasing it. This is the trick and a way that anyone can begin to increase their savings rate. So say you want to save more and more money, the small bet would be to start small and just commit to increasing it. The Automatic Millionaire teaches this idea, slowly and automatically increasing your savings rate so that you don't notice that it's going up will help you learn to live on smaller amounts very easily. Because trust me, you can live without 10% of your income, with 15, 20%. You can learn to live on less by kind of forcing your hand with a slow and automatic increasing savings rate that's going to ultimately end up help you being able to safely retire. So make sure you go talk about those two money points, but let's wrap up today's episode next. So make sure that you start small so that you can actually accomplish the big things in life. Break down your big goals into little pieces. And when you start meeting those smaller pieces, you're going to build momentum, like I've been saying this whole episode. It's going to help you be able to accomplish those large and larger and harder things a whole lot easier. But guess what? Great news. We're getting so close to 1,000 listens. Thank you to everyone who listens to this podcast. Please, as always, consider sharing it and having a money talk with someone about this episode. Remember, the more we talk about money, the better we all do with money. And then the one thing I wanted to mention again is I've revamped my website. I've added some other hobbies of mine. I've added my wife and I's YouTube channel to it. And I just wanted to let you all know. If you want to go check it out, it's skylarfleming.com. You can find the podcast now at skylarfleming.com/moneytalk or at skylarfleming.com/podcast or however you want to search for it. But thank you for listening to Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Money Talk. The Money Talk show is provided for informational and entertainment purposes and should not be used for personal or specific financial advice. Every situation is unique and different. Please make sure to do your own research for your personal financial situation.